Why should they rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south? Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the Podcastle!
Hello, we are the Kings of the Podcastle. It is time now for episode 44, The Fun Place Between Your Knees and Belly Button.
Help!
Is that your waistline? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's exactly it.
No? And that's not it? Okay, whatever.
This is what happens when Zach names episodes.
We get these ridiculously long and totally obscure names. I like it, though. I mean, it's fine. The Fun Place Between Your Knees and Belly Button, episode 44. Thank you for joining us. We are sans the kings right now. It's just King Mike and King Zach, so I'll be hosting our way through the first segment while Zach, of course, produces. Zach has got to run off this afternoon, so we need to get started. We don't have time to wait for everybody. And to be honest, everybody's always constantly late, so F them right in the A.
F them in the A.
Yep, and C on their T's. That's the way I look at it. let's see. We want to pimp the show out, of course. You can check us out always. You can go to iTunes and subscribe. Please do that. Go to iTunes, subscribe, give us a rating. 5 stars if you like it. 5 stars if you don't. It'll be great if you would do that for us. You can also check us out on Stitcher. And all of our content that we have is available at the website, www.kingsofthepodcastle.com. It is 2014. We have added a few new things. We're broadcasting live on Ustream right now.
Woo!
Yeah, which also means we've gotten ourselves a little webcam. Now, it's a little bit bad quality, but if you're on there, and I think Espen is, Mr. Espen is definitely there.
Yeah, you know, no one else shows up to the podcast, but Espen does.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. But see, look, I'm waving at the video camera right now, so we're actually podcasting live on Ustream and video webcasting live as well. And we have upgraded a little bit by putting in a phone number, so if you're listening and you'd like to call in and tell me to quit cursing or slow down or quit saying or whatever you want to do, actually, whatever you want to talk about, if there's something that you want us to talk about, dial 407-392-4567. That's 407-392-4KOP, or Kings of the Podcastle. There you go. Cool?
Cool.
Awesome. Let's talk about some comedy stuff that happened over the week. I was out at the Crystal River. Crystal River out there at the High Octane Saloon on Friday night. But before we do that, I probably should mention that I was also at the Ron Prov on Thursday, which was really amazing. The Ron Prov has grown. And it is, it's gotten to the point where there's actually an audience there now. That's nice. We're still trying to get things organized and make it more of a real show. They'll advertise that we're going to start at 8 o'clock, but it still doesn't start till 8:45. you know, and that's always going to be a pet peeve of mine, because I feel like if the audience here thinks it's going to start at 8 o'clock, then they're going to show up at 7:30. And if you make them sit around till 8:45, they might get up and leave. You know what I mean?
Did they get up and leave?
No, actually, they didn't even show up till 8:30. So
that's why he delays it. Because
then why doesn't he just make it a 9 o'clock start time and just call it done?
Because honestly, he could probably tell the comedians that, but he knows his crowd and he's expecting the crowd to show up late. When he walks in and says the show's at 8 o'clock, he fully expects everyone that he has invited or people that he expects to come. He doesn't expect them to show up till 9:30.
Right. So what you're saying is that they're much like King Greg, King John, and King Devin.
Well, and that's why he doesn't tell the comics, because comics are late as fuck too.
Gotcha. F-bomb. But that's all right. It was actually ended up being a really good show. Oh my God, somebody's here. King Greg is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Jump on the mic.
He has made it. Jump on your mic over there. You're on camera too, by the way.
Oh yeah, cool.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. King Greg.
There he is.
Hey, everybody. Oh,
now, I will say this. We were just talking about the Ron Prov again. It was a really good show. There was a lot of people there. You should definitely go check it out. It's off 192 in Kissimmee. You can look it up online. Just Google the Stage Door Pub in Kissimmee, and you can go check it out. And they do it every Thursday and Saturday night. So I was there on Thursday, and I went up and I did 15 minutes. It was a lot of fun. Got a lot of great laughs. And then somehow between me and Mike Herlihy, who followed, the crowd got wily, and he lost complete control of them. But he brought them back in the most special of ways. He just started yelling at them and got them.
Mike Herlihy did?
Yeah, I know. He just started yelling at them, and he got them laughing, though. Like, he made them laugh. Oh, you're going to put it right on my fat ass. Thanks, buddy. I
there
appreciate
you go.
That. Hi.
Well, you can see my bald spot, too.
Yeah, barely. All right. I'm going to pretend like that video camera's not even there.
So he didn't like pull out flaming wallets and start throwing them at people?
No, he didn't do that. No, but he did get the crowd wrangled back in, and then the show went on from there, and it ended up being really good. So it was a lot of fun. Thank you, Ron Chapman, for having us over. And then Friday night was the Crystal River, and Zach and I were talking about this downstairs before we started broadcasting. I went out there with Michelle Harrington, who was absolutely hilarious. She is from North Carolina. She's just got this sweet little Southern accent. Oh, my God. And she is I know that was a gay Southern accent. Sorry.
I'm going to go see my friend Gary, and we're going to go shop for antique. We're going antiquing.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, no.
But she is she's a super clean comic, and of course I am not. I will talk about masturbating and sex with plastic dolls and everything else.
Screwing clean comics.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. But she gave me some really good notes. Now, she was giving me notes about, you know, if I'm going to talk about women or make fun of women, make a joke about women, then I should try to make that same joke about men, somehow make it relatable to men. You know what I'm saying? And you had a good point. You think that clean comics have this holier than thou attitude.
Absolutely. I think that if a clean comics love to give notes to dirty comics saying, you know, you're never going to get work if you're talking dirty like that.
You can
get a bigger audience if you're clean, which I call bullshit.
With you.
Some do. Preacher doesn't.
Preacher doesn't. He really doesn't.
Preacher enjoys it, you know, hearing it. He just can't say it.
Now, let me say
why.
Go ahead.
Because he's actually kind of funny.
Well, let me tell you that as good of a point as I think that is, and I think that 9 times out of 10, whenever you run into somebody who's a clean comic, they do have that attitude. Michelle was not throwing down that. She is the nicest person in the world. I swear to God. She was just literally giving, she was like, Mike, I think you're funny. I think your presence is awesome. But if you want to, you know, get to this level, you've got to clean it up somewhat. Just somewhere in there, you have to. And she was giving me some really good tips on some of my jokes, and there's a couple that I came up with that I was going over with you downstairs that are probably going to work because of the conversation that I had with her. So actually, I feel like she does not fit into that category that you were talking about.
She still gave you notes. She still gave you.
She's a headliner.
So just because that she's a headliner doesn't mean there's plenty of times where I've gone into a comedy club and that headliner is shadowed by the feature act.
Well, yeah, but I didn't shadow her by any means. They called that burying, by the way.
Whatever.
And I did not bury her. She killed it. Buster, oh my God. The dog, someone, grab. I can't get him. He's about to walk all over the buttons. Greg, take that. Boy, we're chaotic this morning. There we go. Yay. All right, Buster, stay down there. So anyway.
Come here, Buster, come here.
God, slapping Buster, dude. What's up with that? Anyway, it was a really good time, and we had a lot of fun out there. Did you do any comedy this week, Zach?
No, I've been stuck at work.
Oh,
this has
work
been a really
schmirk.
Crappy work.
What do you got going on over there? You're at Disney, right?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that? I'm not sure.
I don't know. It's cheerleading week. So it's
it is.
Yeah, it's been a year since we've done.
How do we get tickets to that?
It is college weekend.
It is.
It's where I'm going,
dude.
Right.
Dude.
It's where I'm going right after this.
I knew it as soon as he said cheerleader. I saw it on TV the other day at this restaurant that I went to, and I saw it was on ESPN. I was like, oh, that's they're having that in Orlando.
Wait, like 2 nights ago or?
I don't know. It might have been a rerun or whatever. But anyway, I just remember a couple of guys saying, God, I'd love to go to one of those because that's where you go to find your wife. And I was like,
really? I don't know about that.
I was like,
that's where you go to fulfill that fantasy of banging the whole cheerleading squad.
Well, the place it's held is called the Milk House. It was called the Milk House.
Yeah.
But because of the clientele there, they started calling it the MILF House.
Hey. Cheerleading moms, you
there
mean?
You go.
Yeah, buddy. You know, when you're in high school, and tell me if you guys ever noticed this, but when you're in high school and you're looking at all the cheerleaders, you go to the games or whatever, and they go up and they do those big, you know, spread eagle, like lift a leg up, and they're like putting one arm out or whatever. How do they not expect teenage boys to be staring right at their crotch?
Well, that's what I don't understand. And God knows I've watched a lot of this crap now.
Yeah.
But most of the routines, it's, oh, the girl goes up on someone else's shoulders, and here's my pussy.
No,
look at my pussy.
They should start making it interesting, you know, and like putting ads on their crotches right there that say, right, you know, like, save the earth.
McDonald's. $2 Big Mac right there on the crotch.
Save the earth or like free Willy or whatever.
They'd be advertising the Filet-O-Fish sandwich.
come on. No, but you know, that's where the original, that's where the term originated, bloomer pudding, right?
I mean, bloomer pudding? I've never heard that before.
Yeah,
in my
that's
life.
Whenever.
I've never
that's
heard what, that either, but
you've never heard
good.
Bloomer pudding?
No.
Yeah, that's when, you know, you got the cheerleaders. They wear blue. They wear what's called bloomers over, and they're basically like cotton covers over their actual panties. And whenever, you know, they have a fupa.
A what?
A fupa?
A fat upper pussy area.
When they have one of those, and they're doing that stuff, and it's kind of pushing out, they call that bloomer pudding. Then, you know, go grab a spoon.
It's also known as a gunt.
A gunt? No, yeah. that's different. That's up here in this area, right?
Yeah, but it's still a gunt that goes into the cunt.
No.
There's always at least one chubby cheerleader. No, that's not even a joke.
Well, that's true. I mean, they have to say, you know, everybody gets a chance, right?
And actually, Espen would appreciate this. We had international people in the Open Championship yesterday, I guess it was. And everyone, of course...
Son of a bitch, I just dropped my phone. Sorry, go ahead.
Bless. And
we got it all on video.
Yeah, typically, the fat girls are at the bottom of the pyramid, but not Norway. No, they're like, F that. And they were tossing the big old girls up. And the small girls
really?
Were like, yeah, man.
No, man. And the little tiny ones that they throw up in the air, they're the cutest can be.
Yeah, but have you seen some of the ones on YouTube where, like, they didn't quite catch her?
Oh, yes. Those are bad, man. And those
girls should immediately, if they survive that, like, start thinking about a stunt career.
Yeah. Have you seen the new stuff that they're doing called extreme cheerleading? I saw a YouTube montage of this, and these girls are, like, doing full-on, like, acrobatic backflips towards their guy, and they'll do like a double flip and land in the guy's hands straight up in the air like this.
Yeah,
it's totally nuts. Are they doing that stuff in the competitions?
Yeah, that's typical.
So the guy
look up YouTube. Go to YouTube real quick and just search for an extreme cheerleading.
I'm telling you, they have.
I don't think they're doing what I'm talking about.
They have partner stunting where the girls do acrobatics across the floor, and the guy takes her with one hand in her feet and just goes straight up.
Now, if you're a male cheerleader and you're doing stuff like that, one thing, you've got to be unbelievably strong.
Holy
right?
crap.
Yeah,
you've got to be unbelievably strong. But also, don't you think that most of them are probably gay?
No.
You don't think they are?
That is a fallacy. One of my college suite mates was a male cheerleader. Uh-huh. And there was another guy that was gay, though, but he wasn't gay.
Sure.
And every day he came home from cheerleading practice or whatever, he would be like, oh, man, I just hit the gym. And the dude would take his shirt off, and he had bruises all over
his
chest.
Where he's getting his ass kicked from the cheerleaders all day. Yeah.
But he's also like, dude, he said, I'm not washing my hand. So-and-so today, you know, like I had to lift her up. And I had my hand on her butt, but it slipped over and it was on her puss.
What? This is not what I'm talking about. There's something. I think it's. Oh, man. I don't know. This ain't it, though.
It's
not going to sell on the radio anyway.
Yeah.
But okay. So
like
I'm not even saying
practice.
I'm not even saying that they're gay because they're into cheerleading and they're like, oh my god, go team. No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm saying because how can you not exactly what you said? Like have your hand holding them up like that all day, staring up at the crotch that's 2 feet away from your face, and not go, oh my god, and like be hitting on every single one of them. Just be walking around boner crazy all day.
Here's
the thing. He told me, and this is a true fact, and this happened at Ranger College in Ranger, Texas. I'll give his name was Troy, and I'll give him props.
We need an underscore for this because I feel a long King Greg story coming on.
Do we have an underscore?
I don't know.
No. Bottom line is,
find us some classical music.
Bottom line is, he banged half the cheerleading squad.
Really?
And
because
he was a good looking guy.
He was a male cheerleader,
and he was kind of buff, and he could have played football. He played high school football and did cheerleading. I don't know how he did both at the same time.
Well, I got to be honest, man. If you're straight and you're like a horn dog, where would you rather be? In a sweaty locker room with dudes and dirty jock straps, or in a cheerleading practice with a bunch of girls walking around in their cheerleading shorts?
I will
and
tell
sports
you
bras.
Just from that comment, you've never been around cheerleaders because
they
are disgusting. They are nasty bitches.
Once they get hot and sweaty, I'm sure it doesn't smell nice in the locker room.
It's like adding salt to a steak, you know.
God almighty. Anyway, well, we're going to have to take a break at some point. We're 15 minutes in, and we're still waiting on King John to come back. Whenever he gets here, we're finally going to do some Earth trivia, some trivia time with Johnny, I think.
You know what? Can we jump to a story?
Yeah, sure.
Can we jump to that story?
Kanye Westisms?
Yes.
What about Kanye Westisms?
Just pull it up if you can.
Oh, boy. You've got me all messed up here. Yeah, you're going to have to find it. Way to go.
Stall for time. Stall for time.
Yeah. So, like I said, check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com. And if you want to call in with your comments, you can call us now, 407-392-4567. Or you can just Skype right in if you have a Skype account. Okay, according to this, I actually have heard about this. Yes, this story.
Wait, hold on. This is the dumbest thing ever, man.
I know.
Hold on for a second. Were you holding that coffee mug close to the microphone and talking about Kings of the Podcastle, hamming it up for the camera?
No. Actually, I wasn't. I was getting ready to take a drink, and then I realized once he got the story ready, I needed to.
You were so radio douche.
I was radio douching it up. anyway, there is a new religion that's based on Kanye West. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. They worship, you know, Kanye's values. They don't worship Kanye himself. They worship his values. It's called Yeezyanity.
Oh, it's
Yeezyanity.
That's from the Jeffersons.
Is it?
Yeezy?
Yeezy? And the founder claims it is not a joke. It is not a joke. Followers believe that, quote, the one who calls himself Yeezus is a divine being who has been sent by God to usher in a new age of humanity. Here's the five things that they mostly follow. All things created must be for the good of all. Okay. That's kind of normal. I mean, all things created must be for the good of all. You can't just make something for yourself. No human being's right to express themselves must ever be repressed. Money is unnecessary except as a means of exchange. Okay, that's kind of normal. Man possesses the power to create everything he wants and needs, so man can do anything that he puts his mind to, basically.
Like, basically jump on stage and, like, cut somebody off.
Yeah. And all human suffering exists to stimulate the creative powers of man. You see where that all relates to Kanye,
so,
right?
Who decided that these were his values? Was it Kanye that came out and said, I have a core set of values, and here it is. I'm a corporation, and here's my mission statement, and here's our core set of values, and also, I'm a douche.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I guess, you know, to each his own, whatever. But really, Kanye West, you want to worship this guy?
And his stuff
that he does? He thinks he's God's gift to everything.
I want to go on record saying I hope he really dies. I don't know why the F-bomb's not working. Wow.
I just want to know when... what part of the charter has this in it? Fail.
Epic fail there. All right, let's take a break real quick. Oh, wait. Oh, there it is.
Gay fish.
God almighty. It's all right, girl. Making love to other gay fish. Was it South Park?
You never seen that episode?
No,
Did you see part two? Part two was the end of last season.
They make fun of Kim Kardashian.
Being a hobbit.
Yeah.
Bitch, how are you not a hobbit? Just because she's small and she's a little bit overweight. Hold. And she does have a friend named Gandalf who's a wizard.
wait, hold on. Bitch, how you not a hobbit again? She... Never mind.
No, I don't think you're losing. You're losing me, and you're losing the two people that we have on Ustream right now. All right, we're going to take a break. We seriously are this time. This time we are going to break. When we come back, we're going to go into some of the world's most ridiculous Hollywood news and other stuff going around the globe right now. That and more on Kings of the Podcastle. And now for this edition of The Angry Texan Translates.
Jar Jar Binks made episode 1.
That means I'm a complete dumbass.
This has been The Angry Texan Translates. Kings of the Podcastle, welcome to episode 44, the fun place between your knees and belly button. I'm pretty sure he's talking about the waistline. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. King John is here today.
Hi, everybody. I finally made it.
He made it.
I had to change a diaper, and it was big. It was big real big.
So it sounds like we should just go straight into baby talk with John Donovan.
Oh,
man.
What? What's wrong?
What's wrong?
What?
Zach.
Yeah, give me some baby noises over there.
Yes, I think
yeah. Oh, there.
Time to take off
that. What happened with the dog? Why were you late today, John?
God damn, shut the baby up!
Well,
uh-huh.
I had to change the baby.
Uh-huh.
And I fed her a bottle at about 6:30 this morning.
Oh.
Sat her in front of the TV in front of the Sprout channel, which she absolutely loves.
The what channel?
Sprout. It's basically Sesame Street CNN.
Okay. Okay.
Is that where, Elmo, does the news and stuff?
Well, there's no news, but it's, all puppets, all cartoons, all kids, all day long. And it's very Sesame Street-ish.
Okay.
And you know. After hours, do they play Avenue Q?
I don't know. We never watched it at, 2 o'clock.
Or Wondershosen?
Wondershosen?
No. Yeah, God, that was Wondershosen? A great show.
Oh, my God.
What happened to that show?
I love that
show.
Yeah.
That was so awesome.
So you had to change the diaper.
So I had to change the diaper, and I thought it was just pee because I didn't smell anything. And lo and behold, I opened it up, and hell was there.
Oh, man.
And once again, it was green, and then once again, it was slimy, and it was pasty.
Yeah. So does it look like there's a food thickener in it?
Definitely much so much than before when she was being breastfed, and it was just little squirts of brown.
Ugh.
Golden brown.
Yeah. How does that stuff smell?
The golden brown stuff didn't have a smell. Poor Zach.
I am trying so hard to get you to describe all the things I know will make Zach queasy.
No, that's what Bill Cosby said. This he said that a baby, is born in the first couple of weeks, there's poop, and you're like, oh, look at the poo poo.
Yeah.
He said, and then later God says, let me add odor to that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at you. Look at this mess. Look at this mess.
And it's bad, man. And the thing of it is you open up her diaper, and she's all excited and kicking her legs, and she kicked the diaper out from underneath her. And her poopy butt got everywhere, and poop on my hand, and it wasn't good.
Oh my God! What is happening over here? The dogs are going run crazy today.
Yeah,
I don't know what is up. They're usually chill and they're just hanging out on the floor, but today they're running all over the place.
You're talking about poop. It got them excited.
Yeah. I guess so. They're like, hey, speaking of that, let me out.
They want to eat that diaper, damn it.
So how old is young Kathleen?
She's going to be 4 months in about 5 days.
Wow. 17 years and eight more months there, Devin.
Stay away from my daughter. I will shoot you in the face.
In the what?
In the face.
So you have trivia on Thursday nights, obviously.
Every Thursday, Star Island Resort, Kissimmee, Florida, on West Erlo Bronson Highway.
Nice.
Who calls it that?
What? Erlo Bronson?
It's 192.
It's 192.
It's 192.
Hey, the dude's house is actually down the street from where I live.
Erlo Bronson?
Yeah, it's like this house in the middle of nowhere.
I didn't know who he was until I looked it up, and apparently his family owned the property that Disney bought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Way back in the day. That's why he's got a namesake for a road. So
that all the crappy tourist traps are on.
Yes, road is busy as hell.
Yeah, and it's full of Hispanics.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I can't read any of the billboards or go to Burger King and order a damn chicken sandwich.
Why not? You just because say El Sandwich de Pollo.
No, I don't have to. Do that. I don't have to talk that filthy language.
Oh, whoa, dude!
You're
going to
get
doing?
Us all stabbed.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm sorry for all of our Kissimmee listeners that don't understand me, anyways.
I did make the mistake of going to the Publix that's over there once,
yeah.
And this lady, this non-English speaking lady, had 2 cartloads of food in the 10 items or less aisle.
Oh, nice. Because she didn't know that it was 10 items or less.
And I was trying to explain to her, and she wasn't even she wasn't having it.
And she didn't care.
She didn't even care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you pull out a gun and shoot her? Because that's what that guy did at the store, I think, up north somewhere, yeah.
No, what happened?
There was a person carrying 22 items, had 22 items in the 20 items or less lane.
Yeah.
I don't think it shot him. I think there was a confrontation.
But was there a gun involved?
No gun. I think there was a full-on fist fight.
I was going to say, you're going to get shot for everything nowadays.
Well, you heard about the Wesley Chappell movie theater, right?
Yeah, don't talk during my previews.
Yeah, I almost got shot yesterday. I went to go see a movie. I went to go see Oh, God, what did I go see yesterday? Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit.
How was that?
Excellent movie.
Really?
I highly recommend it. If you're a fan of those kind of CIA thriller type movies,
well, I like
it
the Tom
really
Clancy
good.
Stuff.
Yeah, Tom Clancy. Obviously, but, Clear and Present Danger.
Sure.
Hunt for Red October, all that stuff is, you know, Tom Clancy.
Right.
And
Forrest Gump, all that stuff.
Forrest Gump, yeah. I didn't know that he was involved in that one. but no, it was right up there with all of them, I swear.
Really?
It was really,
and,
really good.
And who's the guy who plays Jack Ryan?
Chris Pine.
Yeah.
And how did he do?
He did a great job.
Not Harrison Ford, I'm just not.
Doesn't it doesn't matter. Have to be Harrison Ford. There was, who played it in
Alec
for
Baldwin.
Red October?
Alec Baldwin.
And then Ben Affleck played it in Some of All Fears.
Yes. Ben Affleck, Who Fleck, whatever.
That Some of All Fears was a good movie.
It was, but Chris Pine is an excellent actor.
He is. He plays Captain Kirk in the new Star Trek series, the new movies.
And then he was in.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he does good there.
He does really good there. And he did an awesome job. And what they did with this is they've taken the story and they've gone right to the beginning. This is when he got hired and trained into the CIA.
Okay,
but it takes place in modern times. So like it starts at 9/11.
Okay.
The Twin Towers.
Oh
falling.
Wow! Okay.
They're taking the James Bond approach.
They're modernizing. Yeah, they're modernizing the character of Jack Ryan. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see some more with Chris Pine.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. I'll check it out. Then.
Anyway, so back to the point of the story. Great movie.
Yeah.
But I was sitting there, and during the previews, and now if you're not familiar with the Wesley Chappell Movie Theater, you've been living under a rock because it's national news at this point.
Aren't those the people that protest everything?
No. Wesley Chappell is a little town over in.
It's
over in the Gulf. It's north of Tampa,
yeah, it's like Tampa Bay area.
Yeah. So
they're not the people that protest at like.
No, that's the Westboro Baptist Church.
That's not the
same
thing.
Those are the people that say fags are hell. They're Satan and a fag body. They love penis. And anybody who sucks on penis is going to hell.
Well, you're going to hell, Mike Lee.
Why? What? No. You suck one dick and everybody calls you gay. So anyway, over in Wesley Chapel at a movie theater, there was this guy and he's sitting there and he's texting. During the previews, movie hasn't even started yet. Yeah. Older dude in his 70s, retired police captain, pulls out a gun, shoots him.
Yeah.
There's a confrontation, obviously. The guy throws popcorn at the old man, tells him to shut his mouth.
Right.
I don't know all the details. This is very much me just ad-libbing and summarizing.
I have a feeling that the old guy said, hey, turn that off right now.
Yes.
He didn't say, hey, would you mind, please?
Sure.
He wasn't nice about it.
Well, anyway, so this happened,
have
right?
To be.
Texting during the previews, guy shoots him, national news. Ex-police captain in jail, going to go to court for all
Saw
of this.
All that,
yeah. Now, yesterday, I'm sitting in the theater, and I forgot, because I got there a little late, so I didn't get the thing that goes across. It goes, don't forget to silence your phones.
Oh,
you know?
They only
That's
say
common
that like 20
knowledge.
Times.
I know it's common knowledge, but usually whenever you're sitting there before the previews start, right before the previews get going and they lower the lights, they'll do that little advertisement that says, here at this theater, we expect you to silence your phone, right?
Right.
And that's
and
whenever
you didn't
I...
didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see that. That's because I usually take that as a cue to go ahead and silence my phone. I need to do that.
So because you didn't see it, you didn't shut off your phone.
I didn't think about it.
Okay,
right.
Well,
let
me put it to you this way.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Being that you didn't see the sign that says, please don't jack off in your popcorn during the preview, do you do it anyway?
Of course.
Okay, then.
especially if they don't have enough butter.
You don't bring popcorn. You don't bring popcorn to a gunfight. That's
right.
The
guy summed up how I feel about people who text during a movie with one word: bang.
I'm gonna give him a rim shot on that.
But no, hold on. So I'm sitting there, and the previews are going, and all of a sudden, I get a phone call from somebody I work with, and he calls me, and I have the most ridiculous loud phone ring ever.
Sure.
And it's going, I mean, just crazy. And everybody in the row in front of me turns around and looks at me like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I look at them and it loudly, so everybody can hear me, please don't shoot me. I forgot to turn it off.
Did anybody laugh?
Oh, they laughed their asses off. And I think that's the only reason that I didn't get shot was because I got a laugh. Nice. Like, don't shoot me. I forgot. And I immediately turned it off.
That's funny.
On my 25th birthday, I went to Temple Terrace because we were going to Busch Gardens, whatever Halloween thing they have at that. So we didn't get to go because it was so packed. So we were like, all right, we'll go watch a movie. So it was me and my buddy and my girlfriend at the time and his girlfriend. And we went to Temple Terrace, which is really kind of ghetto by, you know, University of South Florida. And we went and saw Signs. And I was like, oh, this is going to be really good.
Pretty decent movie, I thought.
Do you remember Nextel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the deep beep, beep.
The whole time, and I demanded from the manager. I was like, get those little mother out of here so I can enjoy this movie. And he's like, I don't understand. He's like, you don't hear that Nextel through the whole preview.
And you can hear their whole conversation on top of it.
Yeah, because it's like a walkie-talkie or whatever.
Oh, well, they were also of, I'm not going to try to get, you know, into that, but they were like,
Yeah.
And so finally, I demanded to the manager, I was like, look, this is my birthday. I was like, I want my money back.
Did he give it to you?
Yes, I got
good man.
Me and all of us, and we got to still sit through the movie after he kicked all those kids out. Too.
Nice. Well, you would actually like the new Cinemark over in Lakeland. Most places, whenever you go there, it has that thing that says, please turn off your cell phone. It says, please be respectful of others and take this opportunity to silence your cell phone, right?
Nice.
Over at Cinemark, it says, listen, dude, if you don't turn off your cell phone, don't be that guy that we kick out, because we will. And that's what it says.
I like it.
Yeah, do not be that guy that we ask to leave the theater, because we will ask you to leave. So they're pretty straightforward about it. But anyway, enough about that. Man, we got so much other stuff to do. Are you gonna do some trivia?
Let's do some trivia.
Let's go into a Trivia Time with John Donovan, brought to you by Curtis Earth Trivia and hosted by King John. Here we go. Whenever you're ready.
All right, and gentlemen, chime in, buzz in, if you will, with your name.
Okay, no problem.
If you think you know the answer.
If you, the reason why we do this every week is so that you can get an idea of what John does at his job, and hopefully, if you're in the area, you can go and check it out every Thursday at Star Island Resort, 5 o'clock, Curtis Earth Trivia,
hosted
by King John.
And possibly learn something.
Yeah. Well, I don't ever learn anything except for how to get my ass kicked, apparently.
Exactly.
All right, I'm ready when you are. Bring the pain, sir.
Okay, boys.
Bring the pain.
Here is your first question.
Oh, boy.
Whose ear did Mike Tyson bite? Mike?
Evander Holyfield.
Very good, Mike Lee. One for Mike Lee. Yes, very good, sir. Question.
Thank you.
Number two. Nathan's famous hot dog stand and famous wooden roller coaster. Greg?
Long Island.
Wrong.
Mike. Oh,
Coney.
God. Coney
Mike.
Island.
Coney Island.
Yeah.
Two for Mike. Very good. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, you get the jackass. You're the jackass.
F-bomb off?
Who is Darth Vader's son?
Mike.
Mike?
Luke Skywalker.
Greg, where were you on?
What is this, like, trivia for third graders? Come on, make it harder. Bring
okay,
the pain.
Okay, all right, let me find a good one here. Okay.
Doesn't matter, I kicked your ass last time.
What toy patented in 1965 was originally used as wallpaper cleaner? Was it Play-Doh, Silly Putty, or Slime?
Greg. Mike.
Greg.
Silly Putty.
Wrong.
Really? Or Zach. What? Slime.
Oh, Play-Doh.
Play-Doh, very good. One for Zach. Hey! Very good. Yes. All right. Here we go. And what is Ireland's most common surname? Is it
Mike?
Mike?
Aaron.
Zach.
Gobra.
Zach.
Aaron Gobra.
Zach.
Connolly.
No.
Mike.
Mike.
I like it when Irish women don't wear a bra. I call them Aaron Gobralis.
Hey, I didn't even get to hear the question because everybody was yelling.
Fitzpatrick.
No. What is the most common surname in Ireland? Is it Murphy, O'Sullivan, or Smith?
Mike. Alcoholic Anonymous.
Greg.
Greg?
It'd be Smith.
It is not Smith.
What Zach? Is it?
Murphy.
Murphy. Another one there
Zach?
For Zach.
How many
Very
guesses
good.
Does he get? All right, go ahead.
All right, you guys ready? A typical American eats 28 what in their lifetime? Chickens, pigs, or cows?
Mike.
Mike.
Pigs.
Very good.
Yeah.
Murder in there.
We eat way more chickens than 28.
Okay. Who wrote the novel Les Miserables?
Oh,
crap. I'm holy.
Mike.
Mike.
Hugh Jackman.
No. That's wrong.
Greg.
Greg?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That's also wrong. Zach, you want to chime in on that one?
Kanye West?
Who?
No. It was Victor Hugo.
I said Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. No. Just because the part of the name is similar does not mean that that's correct. All okay?
Right. All right. How many more do we have here?
Let me see. We got 1, 2, 3. Let's do two more questions.
Okay, two more questions. What is our score going into the last two?
Greg's losing, but he kicked your ass last time. So
that doesn't
happy.
Matter. Doesn't
yes,
matter.
It doesn't matter. Does. The last two are worth 500 points each.
Oh, so. Wow. Holy moly, the last two are worth 500 points each.
Well, you're ahead of Zach by two. Okay.
All right.
What is the only NFL team
mm-hmm.
that is nonprofit and community owned?
Greg.
Greg.
Green Bay.
Very good, Greg.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that. Yep. I had no idea that Green Bay was
there.
Yeah,
that. Yeah. Okay. And what astronaut was the first to eat in space?
Zach? John Glenn.
Very good,
Holy
sir.
Holy crap a moly.
Yeah.
Very
well
good.
Done. So what's the final score?
It's Mike 4, Greg 1, Zach 3. Mike, you, sir, are the winner.
Yeah.
Boo him.
No, what? No, that was great. I'm awesome.
All right.
One more time. One more time. Pimp your stuff.
All right. So that's a little taste of Earth Trivia. You can check it out at earthtrivia.com. And see if there's a local show near you. If you don't want to come to Star Island Resort and come see me, even though you should come see me because you're listening to this show, damn it. every Thursday, 5 o'clock till about 7 o'clock, it's happy hour time up there at the bar. It's an outdoor covered bar, and it's lots of fun. Come on out.
Wow. All right, I've got a little bit of trivia for you here. Doritos has got a new flavor.
Yeah?
Yeah. As if they didn't get enough marketing from their Doritos Locos Tacos. They are now, they've now released a new flavor. Now, it's only available in Japan right now.
Oh, boy.
But if you.
Sriracha?
I'll tell you what. No, sriracha is a good guess. But, like, what kind of flavor would you like to have?
Schoolgirl panty.
That's pretty good. That's a good one. That's not bad. Or cheerleader bloomers. What? What's wrong? Bloomer pudding. this would actually be called shrimp mayonnaise.
What?
Shrimp mayo.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
No.
Shrimp mayo. It's good stuff.
I'm going to have to say.
No. It's only available right now in Japan. So if, if you've ever wanted to have shrimp mayo flavored Doritos.
I don't.
You're going to have to book a flight over to Japan.
And that's why. It'll only sell in Japan.
Yeah, you can probably get that shit on Amazon.
Oh, no, you can get that stuff here. You go down to the Chinese or the Asian food
right.
market areas,
yeah.
and they have shrimp-flavored all kinds of potato chips. Yeah.
Really?
But
yep.
it's probably going to be the same powder that they put on ramen noodles. You remember
no,
in college, you had the shrimp-flavored ramen noodles, and you had the little packet of powder.
Yeah. But I have actually tried the shrimp-flavored hot fries or whatever they're called. You know,
yeah.
they look like French fries, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I've actually tried those, and they taste like bad shrimp smell.
Okay.
It's the best way I can describe
people
it.
People buy this and eat it.
Hold on. We haven't introduced you yet. We're going to get you in here, though.
So dirty puss, anyways.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah,
it's
shrimp
really,
fry
really
sounds
bad.
Like when your girl wants you to stuff McDonald's up her.
No, this is terrible. What? I don't know. ladies and gentlemen, guest speaker here on the podcast, please welcome John Q. We'll call him John Q.
Hello.
He's there somewhere. You're probably going to have to crank him up. Just get right on the microphone when you talk.
I'm right on it.
There
I'm
you
good.
Go. Now you can hear. Can you hear all yourself?
Right. Kinda.
Okay, then you're good.
All right.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
What are you doing here? Go ahead and tell us why you're here.
That's I'm about fine. To bake a pernil.
What?
Roast
what the
pernil.
Hell is that?
It's a pork butt.
It's a pork butt?
Marinated.
Why don't you just call it a pork butt?
Why don't you just call it?
It's marinated in mojo, and uh-huh. I'm making it Cuban style, so it's a pernil.
So okay. it's a communist
pork butt. So it's a
curo.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I guess. It's going to be delicious.
Is there going to be enough pork butt for everybody?
Yes.
Then it is a communist pork butt.
Yeah.
It is a porky et de curo.
How did we get a voice message?
I don't know. Do we got a voice message?
I called in. And
oh, you did.
You guys didn't answer.
Oh, it didn't pop up for us. That's stupid. Let's see here.
No, let's listen to the message. You want?
Oh, did you leave a message?
A little bit of one.
Uh-oh, here we go. Holy moly. Can you play
it? It didn't
that?
Pop up because it didn't receive it. What the hell?
Can you?
I'm calling and complaining to Skype. What
can you play it back? That's the question.
It's not on here.
But just let us know whenever you have it.
Yeah, right.
All right. Okay, we're going to talk about smoking right now. China's National Health and Family Planning Commission announced last week that it will be banning smoking nationwide.
So, for
where?
Nationwide in China.
Oh. Well, that's fine. They're communists, so they can they can do that.
But that stuff would never fly over here, right?
That's our civil liberties.
Yeah, well, I guess so. But, I mean, there are so many things coming out right now where people are banning smoking. Like, did you hear recently they are passing a law or trying to pass a law in Florida where they're going to ban it in public parks?
Have you heard about the not smoking while your kid's in the car?
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree with that too.
Yes,
I do.
Come on.
No. I do and I don't. Because I agree with the law. It's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with them telling us what to do.
Right.
That's my point. Yeah.
Yeah. They shouldn't be able to tell me what I can or cannot.
Now I can
do
understand. They're saying, "Well, your kid has rights too, and they can't tell you no."
He's mine till he's 18.
Exactly. And you could do, if I want to feed him candy bars and Cokes all day, that's not against the law.
If I want to, if I want to roll up, if I want to roll up the windows and hot box a blunt in there, to calm his ass down,
damn well do it.
Because I'm sick and tired of him being just so anxious in the back seat. When are we gonna get there? When are we gonna get there? Hot box a blunt, and the kid's like, "Ah, oh, Dad, take your time."
I think we have this message here. Are you gonna try to play it back?
Pro tip: if you want to receive calls in Skype, typically you have to go online first.
Wow, what a dumb ass. I wonder if anybody's tried to call us this whole time.
They have.
Oh, they have. Awesome.
This is. I have no idea what this is about to be, so let's play it. Buffering. Oh, good message, whoever that was. Here's John Q.
This is crap.
I was trying to get your gate
code. Nice, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Gate code is printed on the gate, I think, anyway. But yeah, we're going to have a bunch of people over later and cook up your pork butt, but there'll be no smoking allowed.
Culo.
No smoking.
No smoking.
No, but I think it's dumb that they're saying you can't do it at a public park, and they're also trying to get it banned on the beaches, which is like the most idiotic thing in the world. If you're outdoors and I step away from you 20 feet, my smoke is not going to bother you.
Right. I believe it's illegal in Central Park. I'm not sure.
Yeah, New York's getting real Nazi about. I mean,
about smoking in general.
Well, yeah. They also
$10 a pack.
They also did that. Wow. They also did that 16-ounce, nothing larger than a 16-ounce Coke, but that got banned.
Yeah,
they got banned. Okay, yeah, you got to step out. Okay, bye. You can say I got to step out and go do my.
Get that thing going.
Oh, hey, well, he's gonna go cook.
Get the pig's culo.
I tell you, we are way behind, so we're going to go ahead and take another quick break anyway. So let's do that, and when we come back, we'll go into some ridiculous news. That is coming up here on Kings of the Podcastle. Oh, and the phone's working, so try to call in if you're listening. Okay, bye.
And now a refined rhyme from Jackson Mehoff.
Tiny hotel shampoo bottle sitting on the sink. Apparently the two of us have run into a kink. You want to wash my hair, but I want to masturbate. There's not enough to go around, so the hair will have to wait.
This has been a refined rhyme from Jackson Mehoff.
Kings of the Podcastle, episode 44, that fun place between your knees and belly button. I'm still confused if that's your waistline or your wiener. I don't know.
It's your wasted wiener.
If you're listening to us live on Ustream.tv, you can call in, give us your comments, concerns, or just straight up complain. Just complain. Call us a bunch of dumbasses that have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah.
That would be great. I don't care. 407-392-4567. That's 4KOP. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. Let's go into ridiculous news. What sayest thou? What song is this?
Light 'em up.
I know I've heard this, but
You haven't heard this before?
No, I'm pretty sure I have. I mean, I've definitely heard it now. So,
not that any of you care, but it's one of the best songs to do lighting to.
Okay.
Of course, right, light 'em up. Get it?
Yeah. Light 'em up. I get it.
Mm. And then it screams, and you just like strobe everything. It's like light 'em up. Come on. Like hit every button.
Oh
on
my god!
All right, I'm done.
All right. I think and I hope that Espen is still listening because
hey, Espen,
Espen, yeah, I've got a little story here that happened in your hometown or well, your home country anyway, Norway. This happened earlier this month. Have you guys ever been under the knife? Anybody in here ever been under the knife?
No, but I know you have.
I have. I got a laparoscopic appendectomy.
You had your appendix taken.
Yeah, I had my appendix taken.
Just say that.
I don't know. That's what it's actually called. What did you have done? Surgery to your knee, right?
Knees and hand.
Right. Well, there was a lady in Norway who went under the knife. Surgeons accidentally. Now, things can go wrong. Things can really go wrong when you're under surgery. You can die from the anesthesia and a lot of things. Or, you know, if they're doing heart surgery, obviously that's risky. But you never expect something like this to happen.
What happened?
Surgeons accidentally lit her on fire.
What?
Yeah, lit her on fire. The electric scalpels that they were using sparked and ignited. What's happening over here?
So light 'em up.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Did she wake up screaming?
Oh my God, did she ever? The electric scalpels sparked and ignited their disinfectant fluid.
Wow.
You know, the fluid obviously has a lot of alcohol in it, kill all the germs and bacteria and whatnot.
And they're like pouring that in her.
Well, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, but it ignited the disinfectant fluid, which set the woman on fire, woke her up, and caused third degree burns. But apparently this happens more often than you'd actually think. Yeah, this actually happens often.
Over here?
This in the U.S.,
there's
last
plenty
year,
of drunken frat parties where they're doing fire shit.
In the U.S. last year, 100 people were accidentally set on fire during surgery.
Wow.
Yeah. So just know that's another one of those risks that you have to worry about if you ever go under the knife.
I'm just going to go to the witch doctor from
now
on.
So when a woman goes to have any kind of surgery on her vag and that gets caught on fire, then she really truly is fire caught.
Right, yes. Did I ever tell you about the catheter whenever I was put under?
Why do you got to say that?
What's wrong with catheter?
Why do you got to say the what about
what's wrong with catheter? Hey, Zach, pay attention. I'm showing you how to get back at John Donovan. Whenever when he starts going into his dirty poo diaper. And you're getting queasy, just mention the word catheter.
No.
Catheter.
No! Do you know what that is?
I do know what that
like
is.
You don't like it when a tube shoved up?
Hey-oh!
Ooh. So obviously, whenever you're in anesthesia, you're under the knife, so to speak, you could easily pee your pants. So you just lose kind of control of your function.
Put
so
a
they
diaper
put,
on.
No, they put a catheter. They shove the tube
don't
down your wiener.
The word. Oh, God!
They shove the tube
Kathleen.
Down there, right? So I'm sitting there getting ready to go to surgery, right? And they start giving me the shot of whatever. Then they put the gas on. And the lady's talking to me, and I'm like, yes, I love it. And then I'm out, right?
Yeah.
And I don't remember any of the surgery. And whenever I'm coming to, and they're waking me up, bringing me out of the anesthesia, they brought me out, or I woke up a little bit quicker than I probably should have. And I woke up just as the nurse was dick sheathing. And she grabs hold of my penis with the left hand.
Oh, God.
Grabs the catheter with the other.
No.
Like drawing a sword. It goes.
When I was in middle school.
I'm passing out.
When I was in middle school.
I see black spots.
Hold on. I remember as I was coming to, this happened, and I felt it. And I was like, ooh. And I go, what did you do to my penis?
And she was like, I just pulled the tube out of it, of your dick hole.
Oh, God.
And it stings. I'm
sweating, and it's cold.
It's better than putting a glass thermometer boop up your wiener and then breaking it with a ball peen hammer.
That's some Vietnam shit right there. You know, one time I accidentally hurt myself and I had to get a Q-tip to stick in my pee hole.
Oh, boy. I've had that. That's why I know I never want to have the C word. Because
catheter?
Apatapo!
You know you're naming your daughter Kathleen. You could call her catheter for sure.
No, I can't.
Yeah, what a little Kathy.
Come here, catheter.
He's a little poo. He's so funny.
So the next time I have surgery, I'm going to have a Kathy done.
I'm sorry that I even brought that up.
God, that's horrible
now
stuff,
you were going to say something about one time in high school, Zach.
No,
I'm
in middle
sorry.
School, they were trying to keep us from like drinking. I guess it was high school, drinking and driving. And they're talking about all these horror accidents. And they say if you get in an accident and you get paralyzed, the first thing you can do is put a catheter in. Which isn't the worst part because you don't really heal until a month and a half later. And by that time, the catheter's kind of set in and like molded to the walls of your urethra. And it's at that point, without any anesthesia, they just got to rip it out.
Oh my God!
All the skin from inside out.
I do not want to live!
It's like an inside-out squid that's just kind of flopping out of your penis.
Don't say inside-out squid. Don't say it. Don't say inside-out squid.
It's like all the gay guys who have the fallen rectums, but it's out of your dick.
Now, listen, I'm seeing stars. I'm laughing
I'm
so hard.
I'm clenching my chair.
Now, do you think, if you think that a catheter is a bad thing.
Why do you got to say it continuously?
Have you? I didn't say it continuously. I said catheter. Have you heard about the, what is that, Amazon swimmer fish that goes up inside your pee hole?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, have you heard of this,
No, I haven't.
Huh?
What? Look who's coming. Look who's coming.
Devin's in the heat.
Oh, my God. Devin Siebold's coming upstairs?
Well, he's outside anyway. No, there's a little... If you go swimming like in the Amazon River or whatever, you better not pee because apparently the urine, when it hits the water, it attracts these little swimmer fish
and they go,
that have spines.
Pee-pee.
You know what a blowfish looks like?
Yeah.
It's got all these spines on it. It'll blow. And it's got all these
inside
spikes.
Inside your pee hole?
Yeah, it's a little tiny one. It'll go swim up inside your pee hole and then it'll... Burp, it'll infest itself in there, and it just eats and lives off of your inside of your wing of your wing.
No,
yeah, and then you know how they have to get it out, John?
Got to slice it open like
they got
to
slice it
dog.
Open like a hot dog.
No,
like,
they,
right?
Do
yes, they do
not. No, they do
and
not.
They open your penis and get the little bastard out of there, and then they got to sew everything back together.
I need pliers to get the vision out of my head right now.
John, did you know that there's actually an epidemic?
Where did you went to school in Florida, did you?
Sure
did.
Well, at least you can say catheter.
An epidemic.
There's an epidemic amongst young men who don't know better that they are rupturing their penises from rough sex.
Really?
Yes.
That's never happened.
No. You've never broke your wang?
No.
No,
dude.
But he knows to get the girl kind of going. He just doesn't go gung-ho and straight in.
No, it's when the girl is riding you on top and she does that little pop and you're like,
oh,
God. I just got the, like...
And it falls
and
out?
What, no. What happens?
You jam her in the pubic bone?
No, what
that
happens
sucks.
Is it feels like a water balloon popping and it's the blood vessels popping.
It is.
And your head just slowly gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Seriously?
Oh,
yeah. It's called,
that's not good.
I've never heard of that.
It's called atomic purple head mushroom. In fact, I have experienced it many times.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not
you have
good.
Not ruptured your penis many times.
Yeah, dude. If you ruptured, I think you have to go to the hospital to get that fixed.
No, I just have a home catheter kit.
There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of hate, and it's emanating from me.
When I was about 12 years old, you know, whenever you first start getting erections, I was all excited because I had one. I was like, yee, what's good. And I took off running down my hallway, and I was going to jump flat on my bed and land on my belly.
Uh-huh.
That was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of my wang was rock hard.
Because your tent pitch is right there.
Yeah, and it went straight into the bed. Ow, I just hurt my finger demonstrating. And
which is ironic, because it's about the same size.
Yeah, but my penis did exactly what my finger just did and bent in half, and it hurt so bad.
Yeah,
man,
don't do
no
that.
Idea.
That's why you have to make sure that the U-joints on your truck are working good. Otherwise, you'll flip over on the highway.
Yeah.
You know, the U-joint underneath the truck?
What the hell?
When it breaks and it goes down, it will cause the truck to flip.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good.
There's a select group that understands that joke. Right
yeah,
now.
Nice segue there, buddy. all right, moving on. This happened in Rustburg, Virginia. A Virginia woman and two others have been charged with malicious wounding and child abuse after her two children were tattooed, and attempts were then made to remove the tattoos.
How old were the kids?
Let's see here. A 35-year-old Melissa Delp and her 32-year-old boyfriend, Daniel Janney, were charged Friday after Janney attempted to remove the tattoos that Delp's daughters with a hot razor blade.
Mm.
I don't know. Apparently, it doesn't say how old they were, but apparently they were underage. They were not 18 years old.
Okay. Well,
so even if they were 12 or 13 or even 15 or 16, you go get a tattoo with mom's permission, and then mom decides to have boyfriend over here take a razor blade to him to get him removed.
Yeah, that's a little messed up.
That's a little bit stupid. So there you have that. What do you think is the right age to get a tattoo? Like, when do you think that a kid is old enough to say, okay, go ahead?
I'll tell you. My 17th birthday.
Yeah.
I was a dishwasher at Denny's. I hadn't seen my father in like a year, and he shows up and on my birthday, and he goes, what do you want for your birthday? And he has the tattoo, the John tattoo that I have. He has the very same one on his forearm. And I said, I want that.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you can't get that. You're going to be a marked man is what he told me. And I'm like, haven't seen you in a year and you're going to deny me, you know?
Yeah.
So that was 17, but I had the old man with me.
Okay.
So.
Oh, so he went ahead and complied. And he went ahead and got,
because I guilted him into it.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, because you actually put a catheter on his heart.
Oh, all right.
God, you're gonna keep.
I'm desensitized at this point,
which is weird because that's what happened when you put a catheter in.
Yeah. Whatever.
Right, it's getting funny again.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I know that whenever if you have children, like you can go.
I think teenage, like 16,
Kathleen.
Is probably the limit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can take Kathleen and go get her a tattoo
right
but
now.
Wouldn't I think so? As her parent, couldn't you?
She's not even 4 months old.
I know, but I'm not saying that you will. I'm saying that you could. Could you not? Like, if you wanted to go and get a barcode put on the bottom of her left foot.
Yeah.
Could you not do that as her parent?
Well,
could you not say
you
go
could,
for it?
You could pierce her ears. You could pierce a baby's ears.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can
I
do
that
can you not get a tattoo? I guess what my question is, I personally
don't think it's a good idea.
What my question is, do you think that that should be okay, or should there be like an age limit where, you know, they have to be at least 12 or 13 before they can make that?
I guarantee you can find a tattoo shop on 192 that will tattoo an infant.
Oh, I've seen young children that have some sort of tattoos. Usually they're like Native Americans or something like that, though. I
mean, no, not even like the traditional tattoo. It's like gang signs. Like, what? People take their infants and they get gang sign tattoos.
No.
Yes, they do.
Why would you do something stupid like that?
Well, you're in a gang, so you are stupid already.
Well, good point. Good point. I have no gang tattoos. Anybody else? Gang tattoos?
I had mine removed.
Huh?
What?
You did?
Yep.
Huh? Did they have to put you under to take it off?
Oh, my God. Let's
move while on. You
do
were,
you know where this is going?
Straight up the pee hole with a tube.
Let's see here. All right. Stupid criminals. Three men robbed a food delivery guy at knife point in Springfield, Massachusetts, Tuesday night. That was just earlier this week, and took the food he was delivering, but no money. Then they tried to steal his car, but had to flee on foot because none of them could drive a stick shift.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Police are still looking for the guys.
Really?
Nailed it.
Anybody know how to drive? Not know how to drive a stick shift, I guess?
The Huggins twins, Dara. I've met just everybody I've met in Florida pretty much.
Doesn't know how to drive a stick shift?
Exactly. That's true. It is not common in this state to drive a stick shift.
It's stupid. I don't understand how you could be a 30, even 40-something-year-old adult and not know how to drive a stick shift.
Well, you know, we have so many hills and mountains that it's really difficult to drive a stick here.
Hills and mountains?
There was some sarcasm interlaid in there. Do you guys remember whenever you were 16?
Yeah.
How driving stick was a sexual thing? Do you remember the movie Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
Where there was that scene where it was like, do you drive stick? Mm.
I don't remember that scene, but okay.
Yeah, you don't remember that? That's like a sexual term back in the 90s, man.
I remember. I was like, you dick.
Here's another good one. Back in 2011, a 37-year-old woman was busted shoplifting $2,500 worth of stuff from a Macy's in Tennessee, but the charges against her were dropped when the court got her death certificate.
What?
Except it turns out that she faked her death and was caught shoplifting again in March of 2012. Jeez. Now she's in court facing her charges and tried to stab herself with a pen. She tried to stab herself with a pen to get out. So she faked her death to get out of being arrested.
Right.
And then she stabbed herself in the face with a pen, thinking that she would get out of...
No, she was just trying to give herself a tattoo in the face to match her infant.
And then she was going to use the tube of the pen to... Let's just move on.
No. Oh, geez. I'm not even affected anymore. Not even affected.
So good. I'm going to skip this Trace Adkins story and skip right over to worst time to be pulled
isn't
over.
Isn't he in rehab for something stupid, like getting drunk on a boat or something?
All right, yes. He checked into rehab after he got drunk and fought with a Trace Adkins impersonator.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, he was fighting with himself.
Which struggles within.
Why is it not on YouTube? I need to see that.
I know. I want to see Trace Adkins fighting himself. It would be very funny. But it happened during a karaoke session. Your song sucks. Well, your song sucks.
Let me put a catheter in your pee hole and see how you like it.
You're nothing but a Jimmy Buffett wannabe. It happened during a karaoke session aboard the country cruising cruise in the Caribbean. Would you call it the Caribbean or Caribbean? I don't know. Trace left the ship when it stopped in Jamaica, and he canceled the rest of his performances on the cruise because he's an ass jack. He got into a fight with himself.
Did the impersonator finish his tour?
Oh, hit the outro on that one. Hit it. Where is it? There it is.
That's it. We'll end on Trace Adkins. We got people coming over. There's lots of people showing up right now. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for episode 44, that fun place between your knees and belly button. Did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I was waving at myself for the camera.
Oh.
Hi, me.
Hi. There you are. Yeah, everybody's in there somewhere except for me. There's my hand. Next time that you're able, Sunday afternoons, we'll be posting it on Facebook.com/KingsOfThePodcastle. Every time that we're able to broadcast live on Ustream.tv, we can start taking your phone call, 407-392-4567. You can even call now and leave us a message, and we'll play it back next week for next week's episode. So make sure you check that out. And, of course, go to iTunes and subscribe. Check us out on Stitcher. And go to KingsOfThePodcastle.com. That's it for us. We're going to go eat some...
pork butt.
Pork butt, I guess. Some Cuban pork butt. Communist pork butt.
I spent 4 years doing that.
Yeah, what?
Eating pork butt?
Right, yes, you did. All right, have a great week. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Have a catheter of a week.
A catheter of a week.
Bloomer pudding?
Show me your boobs.
I say that same thing when I can't get it up with a woman.
And you don't look metrosexual. She might have had a little hang down the monkey.
That takes applying lipstick to a whole new level.
Hey, oh, that must be why you like it from behind all the time.
Well, we could have some private time. My mom's out of the house.
Jabbing a sausage in your mouth. No, what's a fap?
Well, I hope it was doggy style, sweetheart. Clean out your vag from all that sand you got in there, because I really don't give a rat's ass.
Is that like one guy, one horse? I moved out of mom's house. I'm going to get a butterfly on my backside. It looks like the gay communist China singing at the song.
You have to grab some and sniff it.
Ye vagina is wetteth.
Only if you show me your tits.
Change your own tire next time, bitch.
And she had no words. It was just like... I was just like, what? And she's like, but was, is that a guy? I was like, okay.
I have a little vagina.
God. This really fine bean that they grow.
Uh-huh.
And it's then
a dookie bean.
What?
I'm getting pissed!
Now, listen here, honey. When you guys are done watching your SpongeBob, I want you to go ahead and take the knife that Mama sent to you and plunge it into Grandma and Grandpa's heart and fucking kill them.
I got one thing to say about that.
Okay, go ahead. I'm with you. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's all I got to say about that.
Do you guys prefer a male or a female?
Female.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually would rather have an old man.
Please don't do this at home because, I mean, unless you're underage and you're listening to our show.
No.